It's John Reed, the host of Richmond's Morning News on News Radio WRVA, Monday through Friday from 5:30 to 10. And we continue our series of conversations in the We RVA Experts podcast program. And as always, I get an opportunity to talk to one of the most successful real estate agents of all time in Central Virginia, Clayton Getz of Mission Realty. And Clayton, I feel like it's a wonderful time to talk to you because I had some experts on the show the other day who really were a little down on real estate in general and the market kind of taking a downturn. How would you assess the market nationally and, of course, hyper-locally in the Richmond area?
Yeah, great question, John. So, you know, it's I love the quote from Warren Buffett. I'm sure you're very familiar with it, John, when people are scared and they're going crazy about the market, you know, and things are just a little scary out there. Buffett always used to say that's when he was buying. When people were going crazy and having a good time with the market, that's when he was selling. So there's always a trade-off. If you're a home seller in some markets, there's some pockets in Central Virginia that are taking a little bit of a hit right now. But then there are pockets, John, as you know, that we've talked about this on previous episodes, that historically they really maintain their value. And, you know, feel free to reach out to me directly. I know you're going to give my number out in just a few minutes and a way to contact me to talk about those areas specifically, because it really does change, you know, from location to location, 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 location.
Sure.
But if you're a home buyer right now, again, depending on the location, John, it could be an exceptional time to buy. And I know you wanted to talk about interest rates as well. So,
well, it worries a lot of people. You know, the interest rates going up, that's either a motivation to get out there and purchase a house right now or to get it on the market so that there are more people who will look at it and hopefully buy it, or it's that signal to some people, I'm going to hold. I'm just going to sit here and not do something. What do you advise? How do you see this playing out?
Yeah, well, so I'm a data guy, John. So I'm actually looking back. I took some time before our call, and I looked back at the historical averages of interest rates, and it's really interesting. You know, we have been spoiled, if you will, over the past 7 years by these historic, and I mean historically low interest rates. I mean, my mom, my grandparents, you know, they would have dreamed for interest rates like we have today. I mean, you go back to 2008, I'm looking at the chart right now, 2008, 2009, interest rates were 7%, John.
Yeah.
You know, so we've gotten used to these low rates, and I think that's where the Federal Reserve is playing this game of, okay, how do we bring people back to what things are supposed to look like? Not saying that the market's going to 7%, but we're still even at 4.5%, getting close to 5%, we're still at historically low interest rates. Where we see it going is by the end of next year. There's potential for it to creep up to, you know, around 5.3%. That's according to Freddie Mac, and I just looked at that data this morning.
You know, I'm thinking back. You talk about being a data guy, and I don't have the same numbers in front of me, but anecdotally, I seem to recall one of the things that caused the crash that we all suffered through was that a lot of people had gone into the equity they had in their home and had started using their home as a piggy bank. And I guess depending on where you are in your career and what you're trying to do, there are ways to do that responsibly. But how would you analyze what happened then with what people should or should not do now?
Yeah, great question. So, you know, my wife and I learned this the hard way, John. You know, back in 2009, we were $600,000 in debt. But, you know, here's what we didn't realize. You know, we had two mortgages. So a big portion of that was mortgage debt. We didn't realize that mortgage debt is debt. So we were very blessed to be able to pay all that off in just a few years. But to answer your question, yeah, so if you look at the net worth of a homeowner age 65 or above today versus their counterparts, you know, renters, The average net worth of a homeowner 65 and above is $231,000, John, compared to renters in the same demographic. Their average net worth is only $5,200.
And that's because the property that they probably have had for 10 or 20 years has gained value, right?
Yeah, the property. That's exactly right. And then getting back to the equity piece, you know, if you look at what homeowners were actually, you're exactly right. They were using their equity in their homes as an ATM, as a piggy bank. So back in 2005 to 2007, $824 billion was removed in terms of equity, and that is what played a big role in the economic collapse, because when things shifted a little bit, folks were just upside down because they'd taken all of the equity out of their homes. You compare that to today, 2015 to 2017, only $174 billion, which is still a lot, but not even close to the almost $1 trillion that folks had removed from their homes back in 2005 to 2007.
So maybe there's a little more wisdom. We learned the hard way. You mentioned your personal experience. I guess a lot of people have stories like that to tell that inform the decisions they're making now. Hey, you know, one of the other things I've noticed since people hear us talk on the radio and then come up, and I'm like, I'm not the expert. I just ask, hopefully, the good questions to Clayton. But a lot of people have said, I would sell my house, except that it's not like the old days where you just put the sign in the front yard. I mentioned that on the air. You know, Clayton does more than just put a sign in your front yard. But to the homeowner, they don't want to jump through all these hoops. And I know, when you helped me buy a house recently, I expected to walk in and see kind of an Architectural Digest, centerfold property. And I started thinking, well, was that fair of me to walk around assuming that everyone would have their property prepared for me, the buyer, to look at? That seems to be the standard these days. And I think it scares off a lot of people who don't want to go through all of that.
Yeah, it does. That's a great point. And, you know, we have kind of been, again, spoiled by HGTV as home buyers.
Right,
and John, I mean, you nailed it. I mean, the expectation of home buyers are that they are going to walk into a move-in ready property. And here's the good news for home sellers. Buyers will pay more, in some cases, significantly more for that product. So we work very closely with our home sellers to try to get them, where they need to be so that we can maximize the return on their investment. However, to your point, if there's a homeowner, and we talk to them all the time, that just does not want to go through all of that, and occasionally we'll come across someone that may just not have the resources to get their home ready for market. Well, John, we are releasing an instant offer program starting here January 1, where we'll make you an offer. You don't have to worry about
you. The real estate agent will make the offer.
Yes, we will make you an offer within 24 hours, and we can close it in as little as 2 weeks. No inspections, as is. Yeah, I mean, there's a need for that right now, especially as the market continues to shift a bit here. So we're just going to take all of the frustration. And I'm sure, John, I'm sure you've heard there are iBuyers that are popping up in markets all across the country. So we're just getting ahead of that. And if we come across a situation where a homeowner just doesn't want to deal with the process of selling their home, then we'll buy it. If the numbers work for them and work for us, we'll just buy it.
Well, that sounds smart. It sounds like almost the natural extension to the offer that you have already that we talk about pretty regularly on the show that, if you can't sell the house or a certain amount of time goes by and it doesn't look like it's going to move and the person has to get out, one of the benefits of using you as the agent is that you will guarantee to buy the house at a price that everybody agrees. That makes good sense. And I'll tell you, when I sold my condo up in D.C., that was one of the concerns I had. I was a little cash strapped, and they told me, hey, you're going to have to drop $10,000 to fix a couple of things. And I just didn't have the cash. That's interesting that the industry is adjusting and that you all are on the front edge end of that. That would have saved me a lot of hassles. Well,
yeah.
Clayton, I always learn something when I talk to you, and I appreciate every opportunity I get to chat with you, whether it's live on the air, on the radio, or whether it's for our We Are VA Experts podcast. Really appreciate it. If you'd like to get a hold of Clayton and talk to him about your situation, I mean, no pressure. You don't have to sign a contract. Just have a conversation with Clayton and his team. Let me share that number with you. It's 545-4440, 545-4440. Or if you want to do your research, you can find Clayton and the entire team at Mission Realty online 24 hours a day at soldinrichmond.com. The website again, soldinrichmond.com. Thanks so much, Clayton Getz of Mission Realty. Appreciate it.
Thank you, John. Have a great day.
You too.